This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Paramile is joining us to have this conversation. Paramile, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me on the line.
So, Paramile, let's paint a picture of possibly the transport issue in South Africa, because what we do know at this point is that those who can afford cars get cars. But many people in South Africa cannot afford to be in vehicles. But this is not the most seamless system that exists in the country.
Indeed, I think we have a very serious problem in this country where we've done very little to ensure that the majority of people who are poor and working class are able to access safe, affordable, or even free transportation. Our transportation system, we inherited it from the days of apartheid. And let's be frank, we've not done much to improve it for the benefit of the masses. Yes, we have things like Gautrain, but is Gautrain for the masses? No, it's not for the masses. Those are the things. Even Uber, which is a new form of transportation, is not for the masses. What have we done with Metro Rail, for example, with the taxi industry, which carries the bulk of the working class all over the country? We've not formalized. The taxi industry. And that failure to do that has a massive impact on ordinary citizens of this country who have to go to work. There are many people who work awkward hours, whether they're working at airports or working at malls, in retail sectors. And when they knock off after 7 o'clock p.m., how on earth do they get home? Mm-hmm. And they find themselves risking their lives in some cases just in order to access transportation. This was, in fact, some of the core issues that our own members in the motor sector last year, remember when we were engaged in motor talks and we were fighting for a transport allowance? It was precisely because of this. You've got garage workers. They start at 6 in the morning. They knock off at 6 p.m. at night. When they are coming into shift in the wee hours of the morning, there's no taxi. And you expect these people to be at your workplace. So we have a very serious problem in this country where we have a government that took power because of the working class fighting against apartheid. And instead of this government implementing policies that will improve the lives of the masses, what they've done is ensured that the private sector benefits, but they've done very little to improve transportation and transportation access for the majority of people. And these were some of the things that we discussed and we raised sharply at the conference that took place over the last 6 days.
So let's talk about then what a solution would look like. We know what the problem is. What kind of, you know, solutions do we need here? Is it an investment problem, you know, where we need more money pumped into the industry? You have mentioned that it's a policy issue as well, but also, you know, there's more private players. How do we make sure that we do get to a place, Paramila, where we do have good transport for everyone? I think another interesting thing would also be to touch on here would be the issue of public safety, because I think the two do feed into each other, specifically because South Africa also has an economy that sleeps at night. And so what would then have to possibly do is fix the public safety issue along with the transport issue.
Well, first of all, we've got to dump this privatization agenda that this ANC government has been advancing since it took power. How has this benefited us? They've been in power now for almost 30 years. And the things that we were complaining about before, we're still complaining about even now. So clearly what they're doing is not working because it operates along the same fault lines as the apartheid system. So they've not really transformed transportation in this country. I mean, if you've ever taken a Metro Rail train, and unfortunately at some point in my life I had to use Metro Rail, it's horrific. It really is. It's unsafe, especially if you're a woman. If you're a woman traveling on a train at 6 p.m. and it's dusk and it's getting dark, and you happen to be in a carriage of mostly men, that's a very, very uncomfortable feeling. And the train stops in the middle of nowhere, which happens a lot on Metro Rail. it's a perfect opportunity for that woman to be violated, raped, or whatever might happen, because there's no one there to defend her. And this is the problem that we have. So many people are exposed to these types of shocking conditions that by now, frankly, we should have solutions to. NUMSA's position is that our government needs to demonstrate through its policies that it cares for the working class. And the only way it can do that is to actually intervene directly in the state and guarantee safe, affordable transport. And that means that this policy of privatizing public transportation must stop. We must ensure that the metro rail must be at the same standard as Gautrain, with the same level of safety, and it must be cheap and affordable for ordinary people. If you're on a grant, you should be able to access the Gautrain. Mm-hmm. That's actually how it should be. And it should be a quality form of transport accessible to everybody. And if we did that, because transportation is actually at the core of the economy, if we did that, that would be a government that would be actually acting directly in the interest of growing the economy. Look at what this government did by placing SAA under business rescue. Unions like NUMSA and SA Cabin Crew Association warned that if you allow the ANC government to privatize SAA, flying will become more expensive. Unfortunately, we were ignored by the majority of people who felt that they didn't want a state-owned entity. We'd be better off dumping SAA and allowing the private sector to play a greater role. Well, it's been happening. And guess what? In December, the flight tickets were so expensive that at some point it was cheaper to fly overseas than to fly to Cape Town. Mm-hmm. That is a kind of ridiculous situation that privatization creates. There's no such thing as affordable services when the private sector is involved. The private sector cares only about profit making. They don't care about developing value chains. They don't care about training workers. They don't care about creating accessibility and developing the economy. Their mandate is profit. And what the ANC government has done is that they've outsourced their responsibilities to the private sector, and we are all suffering because of it.
So let's speak about, NUMSA's position and how it has been expressed to government. I also would like to maybe speak about, then you mentioned it briefly, challenges with PRASA and passenger rail, which is supposed to be seen as a low-hanging fruit in terms of being able to have, clean, safe, accessible transport for South Africa's working class. All classes really should be able to access such infrastructure. Has NUMSA, made their position known to government? Is this something that is constantly being engaged as, an imperative for South Africa's working class?
It's unfortunate that we have a government that does not listen to the people, does not listen to workers. It's a government that only responds to capital. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, as members of the public, we need to change. We need to force this government to start putting us first and stop putting the interests of minority capital ahead of the interests of border society. We are not benefiting from the current situation that exists. We have infrastructure problems. I don't have to tell you about how our roads are really becoming, I don't even know what you can call them now. To call what we're dealing with potholes is an understatement in some cases. There's a complete breakdown that's taking place in infrastructure and infrastructure management. And it has everything to do with poor governance. And really, South Africans need to start reckoning with themselves. Are they going to keep making the same decisions every time it's election time and choosing the same political party when this party keeps demonstrating that it's not interested in advancing an agenda of the masses? And it's really time that the public started to drive an agenda or to push this government to do things in a way that's going to benefit them. We're not benefiting from the current situation. We definitely need a far more organized transportation system. I think what was really interesting about what came out of the conference this week is a lot of the challenges that we've been raising with government are issues that other workers in other parts of the world are also complaining about. This conference was a gathering of of workers from trade unions, from over from over 600 trade unions in over 147 countries. So we had people from India, Japan, the UK, America, and it was really interesting to hear how a lot of the things that workers are complaining about in the UK, in America, and Japan are the same things that South African workers are complaining about, where capital as a system has consolidated itself. And in consolidating itself, it is now downvarying and taking away benefits and wages from workers in order to guarantee more profits. And that process has not done anything to improve safety of transportation or safety of railways. We have a challenge, as you said, at PRASA, where our rail system was completely destroyed. Networks, thousands of kilometers of railway line were stolen under the noses of the minister. Mm. How do you explain that? I mean, that is, to call it negligence mm-hmm. is an understatement. It's incompetence on a great scale. And it shows the crisis within the governing party, that these people are clearly not fit to govern. And really, perhaps it's about time that we start having real conversations about what we're going to do with that.
Now, we do have some callers on the line, Phakamile, who would like to weigh in on this. I think joining us first is Jerry from Letlhabile. Good evening, Jerry. Thank you so much for your call.
Evening to that socialist proponent, socialism. You know what? I'm encouraged to hear what the comrade is saying there. And I want to say that my sister is very much tough, difficult out there and out here, the way we are paying so much money for transport. And because we have elderly people that cannot even afford taxis. I mean, for myself, I'm paying plus minus 350 a week, only traveling for 8 kilometers.
Sure.
Going back and coming back. Now, it is actually making sense that we should make sure that this public transport system works for the people, because majority of our people are losing jobs because they cannot afford to go to work. Mm. So I really commend MIMSA for that position. Thanks, my sister.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Pleasure hearing from
you. Thank you so much, comrade. We appreciate the comment. Thank you.
Montwedi from Kenilworth, who also would like to weigh in. Montwedi, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Evening, ma'am. Thanks for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed.
Mm.
I'm not impressed with what the lady is saying. You know, I'm listening. And it's like, this is everyday complaint. And NUMSA every day will vote with ANC. Mm. This is not a today, this is not a new thing, what she's saying. If you listen to Power Talk, Power FM, every day people are calling in about potholes, about this, about trains not being there, this thing of privatization, SAA now, you know. So what I'm saying is this, what she's saying is not new.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow they wake up and have a cup of tea with ANC. Tomorrow, 2024, they are going to vote with ANC. The very same ANC that is destroying this country. So I'm not impressed with NUMSA. I'm not impressed with COSATU, because we are having issues. Workers are... And this thing of workers is not like a new thing, ma'am. It's not like it started yesterday. Since ANC took over, but you, COSATU, NUMSA, SACP, you are with ANC. So I'm not impressed. Thanks.
Thank you so much for weighing in there, Montwedi. I think, Phakamile,
may I respond?
Mm, yes, you absolutely can respond. We are almost actually out of time, but you certainly can.
Unfortunately, the caller is mistaken. NUMSA was expelled from COSATU in 2014 because we took a decision in 2013 to advise our members to stop voting ANC. So he's absolutely wrong when he says we vote ANC. We do not. We actively encourage our members not to vote ANC, because we recognized in 2013 that this governing party is not the vehicle through which the working class is going to achieve equality and freedom.
Well, thank you so much, Phakamile, for joining us this evening and really talking us through this issue. I think we'll continue touching on this development, especially, you know, as NUMSA's position continues to grow within the policy space there. That is Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, NUMSA spokesperson, speaking to us about accessible, good, safe, clean transport for South Africans.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.